Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Radio.com Sports Station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
Nelson at fullback. Nelson trying to get in. No signal yet. And it's a touchdown! One of the best guards in the NFL has found the end zone.
And look, he's gathering the rest of the linemen so they can do their thing.
Is this really a thing? I'm a little concerned right now that they've practiced that.
I mean, there was evidence you guys had the best celebration probably in history of the NFL. What went into your touchdown celebration?
I just thought of it one day and told the boys that we were going to do it. And then there were plays for like other O-linemen to score, and it was going to be whoever scored does the keg stand. And then it was ruled the touchdown, and we did it and executed it perfectly. And all the wide receivers got in, shotguns are chugged, so it was awesome.
Did you pick who would be the keg?
I think Guo has the most like stocky body, so, and he also squats a ton, so when he was squatting down there and he has me on his back, we picked him.
Keg stand form itself, is there prior experience that you have in doing that allows you to act like that?
No comment.
Play hard, drink less, and see what happens.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score. I want to thank everyone connected to the program. Thanks for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Boy, that means a lot to us. Thanks to Dustin. Yeah. Thank you, Kevbo.
I guess. Okay. Yeah.
That's great. And Ray. Ray is back, so all is right in the world.
For whatever reason.
Hey, tonight you can join Joe Ostrowski and Arthur Arkish of Pro Football Weekly for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show from 6 to 10 at JL's Pizza and Sports Bar in Palatine. Enjoy the broadcast, enter for a chance to win Bears tickets, and watch a live interview with former Chicago Bear Lance Briggs, brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true. And now is the opportunity we have to welcome in Dan and Connor, Dan Bernstein, Connor McKnight.
Morning, boys.
Morning, guys.
How are you guys?
I have just spent the last few minutes putting a list together here.
Okay.
And I'm taking a look at this Hall of Fame ballot.
Yeah.
The Baseball Hall of Fame ballot. And of the 22 eligible position players, non-pitchers, how many do you think have a higher total of career wins above replacement per Fangraphs than Harold Baines?
22 or thereabouts.
Of those 22 players?
Of the 22, how many were more productive, had more productive careers than
15.
Harold Baines?
20.
See, wow. The answer is 14. In an alphabetical order, just for context here, this is your new forever Harold Baines problem that you have with the Hall of Fame.
Is Canerico on there if he's not just put
no,
him?
No, he's not close.
Put him.
No,
put him on.
He's not close. He had a hell of a career, but he's not close.
Put him on there.
Bobby Abreu is 59.8.
Bobby Abreu. Yeah,
Bobby Abreu was really good. Harold Baines is at 38.4. 38.4.
What's Canerico?
F4. Barry Bonds, 164.4.
Probably ought to be in.
I think.
No chance.
Yeah, either the best or the second best baseball player ever. Well, maybe after when Trout gets done with it. Jason Giambi at 49.8. Todd Helton, 54.9.
Jason Giambi is another guy that has the same problem that the first guy has.
Yeah.
Which I don't
They'll
think
never
really
get
is
in.
A problem. I think they will. I think that, I think it's softening. I think they will.
You think Giambi gets in?
Yeah.
Oh,
no. No, 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 no. No, no, no. No, if you're talking about talking about the other guys, yeah, like Manny, yeah, and those guys. Derek Jeter's at 73, Andrew Jones, 67, Jeff Kent at 56.
Jeff Kent.
Manny Ramirez, 66.3, Scott Rowland, 69.9, Gary Sheffield, 62.1. Also more than Harold Baines, Alfonso Soriano at 38.9.
Well, he's on the ballot for the first time.
Yeah, and he's not going to get in.
No. Well, Canerco.
Sammy Sosa's at 60.1, Omar Vizquel, 42.5, and Larry Walker, who is in his final year on the ballot, is at 68.7. Paul Canerco is at 24.
Paulie.
And if 24, you're, huh?
Just 24, yeah. And,
what do you mean, tough just one.
24? Just 24. I'm voting
He'll
this year
for the old-timers committee.
Yeah.
Jerry really stepped up.
I'm voting this year for the first time.
Are you really? Yeah. Look at you.
Oh.
Vote for Canerco. Just to show.
Are you going to do a public ballot?
Are you going to take it seriously?
I have to think about that. I have to look at the I'm not sure. Oh, I mean, I don't have any problem with anybody knowing who I voted for.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I have to find out what
when you can release that information.
Yeah,
I'm not saying you should pull Levitar or like let people like buy votes or anything.
Where do you stand on the steroid era?
That's a good question. I think it may I have to give that a little more thought.
I'm going to start lobbying then because they ought to be in. It's a museum.
I get that.
Put them in.
I get that. I'm leaning that way because I do think that I am leaning that way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Around a little bit.
Tell Sully.
That's amazing.
I won't tell Sully. It's a secret.
Your first year.
Yes, first year. So 10 years on in baseball writers.
That makes sense. So your first year will be Larry Walker's last. I highly advocate for Larry. I was reading this in Ken Rosenstein.
I'm hiring you as much for my research assistant.
I'm happy to do it.
Yeah. Well, Jason because Stark Ken Rosenstein wrote an article.
Jason Stark wrote this one. Only one player before. So Larry Walker picked up 87 votes from 2 years ago to last year's ballot. He needs another 88, 87 to get him to the 75% to get him into the Hall of Fame. Those are big jumps. And only one player in the history of Hall of Fame voting has made consecutive jumps of 80 votes and 80 votes. Barry Larkin, 2011 to 11 to 12.
And, see, you'd be on that list if somebody's trying to whip the vote count and look for where those votes would be.
Right.
It'd be somebody who's joining the ranks for the first time.
This is why I'm out here. Yeah. This is why I'm doing what I'm doing. Get out there on Larry Walker. Guy had a can thrown on.
I was wondering why you brought this up. Now I know.
I'm being played.
Played? No.
Not a bit. Just lobbied.
Wait, can I get you a coffee, by the way? Sure. A sandwich? A pizza?
Would you like an ambassadorship?
What are you into? What can I get for you?
An ambassadorship. That's awesome.
There's no quid pro quo.
There's a lot of thought to give in to a lot of different issues, though. Like guys who have been overlooked, the steroid issue. Yeah,
I have the pictures here on this ballot if you want to have a quick
The real question
here
is, Curt Schilling probably deserves to be a Hall of Famer.
Curt Schilling probably deserves to be a Hall of Famer.
But he's a virulent, outspoken racist.
See, that's a hard one.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But he probably deserves to be a Hall of Famer. Yeah. The other pictures on the list, Josh Beckett has 36.3 Fangraphs WAR, so just two under Harold Baines. I don't see it. Cliff Lee's at 48.
Do you think Josh Beckett deserves to be in the Hall of Fame?
No, I don't think so. Cliff Lee's
at
48.
You know immediately when you hear the name, and that's a no.
Yeah, so Brad Penny is in, right? I mean, that's just
of course. Clicks. Oh, he's in the I'm Fat podcast.
Andy Pettit's got 68.2. I think that tests the do you know the name.
Yeah.
I think that's the guy.
Yes, but Andy Pettit was one of those guys. Was he ever one of the greats of his time?
I think he had 2 years where he was one of the greats.
If Mike Mussina's
very good.
But yeah. Mike Mussina's
great
in.
Team, though.
Yeah. A great team. A terrific team. A team you have to tell the story of baseball, and you know, it involves. J.J. Putz has 10.2 wins. Jose Valverde, 8.5 wins. And here's the other guy that I think tests maybe that limit some. Billy Wagner has 24 career Fangraph wins above replacement. And I don't think he gets in. But it's tough to tell the story of that position without including
I don't think Billy Wagner's getting in.
Well, then, if you're letting him in, Canerco.
This lobbying arrangement is not going well.
Canerco was also a high-leverage reliever.
Foistered.
Well, 24, didn't you say?
Yeah,
more.
I think the only guy there are Schilling and Pettit that deserve really to get in right now on this list. And this is why I have hope for guys like Larry Walker and guys like Scott Rowland, is because this ballot isn't jam-packed with, you know,
Schilling's a tough one, though, because how do you ignore some of that stuff?
But here's the thing. Look, we just as we know the Hall has enshrined all sorts of performance-enhancing drug abusers.
And bags.
Well, that's the thing. It has also definitely enshrined virulent racists.
There are a number of bags.
That's just
a fact. So
that seemed to be a prerequisite earlier.
For the first handful of classes.
Well, sure. Yes, baseball
a box itself, to check.
Bunch yeah. of bags, well, all in.
The game itself didn't allow people of color to play it.
That's true.
Right? So we've got that whole subtext. I don't know. I mean, you know how you feel as a human being
right.
awarding someone like that, and then you sort of try to act dispassionately.
It might be through gritted teeth, though, because his credentials definitely...
I would imagine some on the other side of you know whatever spectrum you want to make this on also have gritted teeth for others, you know, who have beliefs of an opposite view or at least a little bit more.
But what about Konerko?
Moderate view.
That's an interesting question, Dave. I'm glad you brought it up.
You know what would be great if Konerko did get in, and that'd be fantastic. We've all sat down and talked with Paul Konerko.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
And you ask the one question about hitting, and then 45 minutes later, you're wandering back out of the clubhouse thinking, well, all of my work is shot today. All I did was talk with PK about hitting for 45 minutes. The Hall of Fame speech from Paul Konerko, I think, would be an interesting one.
That would be a good one.
I think it'd be a good
one. Because he's a great talker. I still wonder if the relationship between Paul Konerko and Gordon Beckham was ultimately positive or negative for Gordon Beckham. And, you know, seriously, because... You know, Gordon thinks about hitting, and I've talked to both of those guys at length about hitting and swing path and all of it. And I'm just wondering if that exposure at the very beginning of his major league career to somebody who is as tormented as Konerko could be just introduced demons that maybe Gordon wouldn't have otherwise had. It's like, oh, really? I have to be worried about that too?
So, God. When you're making the case for him, you can say, well, had he destroyed many careers? Teammates.
No, I've always thought about that.
Like, do self-doubt at the clubhouse.
Had he not been, you know, his confidant and sort of his hitting guru, whether or not it got Gordon to a good place or
he started so well.
Yeah.
Gordon Beckham started his career like you would be debating his worthiness in the Hall of Fame one day. His first 3 months?
Yeah, and playing a position he'd never really played.
Make that argument. You know, he had a great 3 months.
You know, there was
what a terrific three
funny
months.
Story Brent about him. He came up. I don't know if I even mentioned this on the air. I was doing a speech to the men's club at a synagogue in Deerfield. And it was a big room. It was, you know, 30 or 40 people were there. We're just kind of sitting around talking. And it's the Q&A at these things is always fun because you're sort of off the record and, you know, you can
wildly speculate things you don't know.
Some of the fun stuff.
Usual.
And someone asked me who were among athletes that you've dealt with, who are the smartest, nicest guys that you've dealt with? And it was interesting. I hadn't been asked that before just because I said, look, you know, most guys are cool. Most guys you deal with, you know, you hear the story. It's still news when somebody's a jerk because most people aren't jerks, right? And the two that I brought up in my as a reporter at Overtime were Steve Kerr when he was a Bull, just being able to deal with him and the fact that he would, you know, he said, "Look, we'll talk about it. I'll call you at home. We'll talk about it. I don't want to talk about it." That kind of thing. And when he was player rep during all that, I just found him to be immensely normal and well mannered.
And Cade McDonald.
And the other one I said was Gordon Beckham. The other one who just was just unfailingly civil and nice and would be, I mean, just, you know, as you'd arrange something, you'd always be on time. Or when he would come in here and sit in studio,
Steve Kerr, the
guy would bring bagels.
Steve,
you know?
Kerr played in 10,000, is it 1,000 basketball games? Guess how many he started?
Three? I don't know.
30.
30, is
just
right?
Saying. He
That's
played.
Yeah.
The guy won five rings,
yeah.
Two different places.
So, 30 games. So
this guy, Steve Kerr, and he was like a little boy. He was so scared to.
So, but as it turned out, in the room when I was saying that was someone who moved here from Georgia who was very, very close friends with Gordon Beckham II, Gordon's dad, and like told him everything I said. And I get this long email from Gordon Beckham's dad. About how happy it made him to hear that and how proud he is to hear that and how that's more important than anything in sports.
Did he know it was from you?
That's what I was wondering. No, actually, because I had talked to them before years ago for something else that had gone on. And it was just one of these things. You don't think that circle is going to get squared. And when it does, then you when you hear something like that, it was just one of these little sort of sweet moments you don't think about with when we sit here and do all the silliness that we do the time.
Did you email back and tell him that you would have traded his son's ass for Adrian Gonzalez immediately?
Pujols, Gonzalez, anybody. It was Terry that said he wouldn't trade Beckham for Pujols, remember?
I remember listening to it. I was going down to a White Sox game to cover the game, and I heard it, and I nearly pulled it.
He's like, nope,
like what did you just say?
Nope, I wouldn't do it.
What have you today?
Well, today we are... I want to start out by figuring out something. There's going to be 2 points in the show today when we need to crowdsource something.
Oh, that's for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to... Early on in the show, we've got to figure something out. But Willie McGinnis is going to join us at 9:40. He's going to talk about the Bears and the NFL. Kevin Fishbane off the Bears beat at 10. The Midday Midway has important work to do today. The Bernstein and McKnight fart police needs to be mustered to action because we have work to do. You better believe it. Sage Rosenfels at 11, Paul Charchian at 11:20, and you got some bull stuff you want to get to as well.
Oh, tons.
We're tightly packed.
Have a good show.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
I'm done.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.